Would you turn with me to the second letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy and chapter 1?
请我们一同打开提摩太后书第一章。
We will read from verse 12 to 14.
我们从12节念到14节。
For which cause I suffer also these things, yet I am not ashamed, for I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which thou hast heard from me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, guard through the Holy Spirit which dwelleth in us.
为这缘故, 我也受这些苦难, 然而我不以为耻, 因为知道我所信的是谁, 也深信他能保全我所交付他的, 直到那日, 你从我听的那纯正话语的规模, 要在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所教你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Then if you will turn to another letter by the Apostle Paul, his letter to the Ephesians and chapter 5.
我们看以弗所书第五章,
verse 15.
15节,
Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunken with wine wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, subjecting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ.
以弗所书第五章十五节到二十一节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。 凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神， 又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And lastly, in the Gospel of John,
最后我们看 约翰福音,
and chapter 7,
第七章,
from verse 37,
37节,
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
37节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。 那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Just a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we come before you concerning this ministry of your word.
天父，我们来到你自己的面前，我们一同来摸到你话语的指示。
We need you, Lord.
主，我们需要你。
We don't just want to outline truths as truths.
主，我们不是仅仅讲一些真理。
We want, Lord, that you will meet with us.
我们求你直接与我们每一个人相遇。
To that end, Lord, we ask that that anointing which you won for us at Calvary be upon the speaking, the translating, and the hearing of your word.
因此我们祷告，求你在加略山为我们赐下的圣灵，主啊，今天早晨为着说话的、翻译的与听话的，都能够得着这圣灵的恩膏。
Then we know, Lord, that your purpose for our time this morning will be fulfilled.
因着这个缘故，今天早上你要达成的目的，你能够达成。
We shall be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise and thanksgiving of our hearts.
我们就把一切的荣耀、感恩都献给我们的主。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Well, I think everybody knows that the theme of this conference is found in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, from verse 12 to 14.
我想到现在所有的弟兄姊妹都应该知道，我们这次大会的主题所用的经文是提摩太后书第一章十二节到十四节。
And I think many of you will know that my responsibility in the theme is that verse 14.
那我的责任是集中在第十四节这句话所说的。
That good thing which was committed unto thee, God, through the Holy Spirit who dwelleth in us.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Last Wednesday night I spoke in general about the person of the Holy Spirit.
礼拜三的晚上，我在第一堂里把圣灵有一个全面的介绍。
And I can sum up everything we said in one simple sentence.
我能够把那个晚上的整个的信息用简单的一句话来总结。
Without the Holy Spirit, there can be nothing.
如果不是圣灵的工作，一切的经历都是不可能。
Everything is dependent upon the Holy Spirit.
神的每一件事情都需要依靠圣灵来完成。
He is the custodian of the Word of God.
他是神话语的管家。
He is the custodian of the testimony of Jesus.
他也是耶稣基督见证的管家。
He is the custodian and supervisor of the fulfillment of the purpose of God.
神整个旨意的实现也是因着圣灵他掌管一切。
It does not matter on what level we look at this matter.
不管我们从任何一个角度来看属灵的事
，the personal，
个人也好
，our conversion，
我们自己的得救
，our being born again，
我们重生
，our growth，
我们的成长
，our transformation，
我们的改变
，the completion of the Lord's purpose in us personally，
神旨意在我们个人身上的成全
，it is all related to the Holy Spirit。
每一个步骤都是靠着圣灵的工作。
The birth of the church，
教会的诞生。
The development of the church，
教会的成长。
The Lord Jesus' words being fulfilled upon this rock, I will build my church。
主耶稣当年的宣告，在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会，能够成功。
The completion of the church。
教会能够长成
，All is related to the Holy Spirit.
每一个步骤都是靠着圣灵。
The work of the Lord,
神的话语。
Those who serve Him,
每一个服侍他的人
their gifting,
他们的恩赐
the equipment they need,
他们的装备
the power they need,
他们的能力
the anointing,
他的恩膏
it is all related to the Holy Spirit,
每一方面都是跟圣灵有关
there could be nothing more simple than this,
所以很简单的来说
This morning I want to talk about the practical side.
那今天早晨呢，我们就要从我们生活的实际来谈。
How can we guard that good thing, that good deposit, that treasure which has been entrusted to us?
我们怎么样在实际的生活中把所交托我们的善道能够靠着住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着呢
Only by the Holy Spirit.
只有靠着圣灵
Take a look at this verse 14.
我们好好的注意看十四节
That good thing is the way the American Standard Version of 1901 translates the Greek.
那一件好事是这个美国版1901年的翻译
That good deposit
那一个很好的宝贝
One or two literal versions translated
有的版本是那样翻的
And interestingly the New American Standard Bible translates it treasure
有的版本就翻译成宝贝
That treasure entrusted to you
那一个托给我们的宝贝
Actually when you deposit something in the bank for guarding it's normally treasure
你平常会放到银行保险箱的总是一个 宝贝的东西
Especially in these days when people are going into gold and diamonds
比如说到你的金子啦，你的钻石啦。
If you've got that kind of money，
如果你有这种财富的话。
Where do you put it？
但是你这些东西放在哪里呢
？For safekeeping，
你要放在哪里比较保险呢
？In the bank，
当然放在银行里喽。
Treasure。What is this good thing？ This good deposit。
那么现在保罗在这里所说的这一个宝贝是指着什么说的呢
This treasure
这一个好东西
When you were saved God by the Holy Spirit placed treasure in you
保罗说要牢牢地守着这一个神赐给你的好东西
He made a deposit He deposited something in you
神把一个好东西放在你的里面。
When the church was born at Pentecost,
当教会在五旬节诞生的时候
through the finished work of the Lord Jesus,
他乃是借着耶稣基督十字架的完成的工作。
God deposited something in the church.
神就把一个好东西放在教会里。
He deposited treasure.
他乃是一个把一个宝物放在教会里。
He deposited that good thing, the testimony of Jesus.
那一个好东西是什么呢？乃是指着耶稣基督的见证说的。
The whole counsel of God.
是神整个对万物的旨意说的。
Now we are told by the Spirit of God.Through the Apostle Paul, guard that treasure.
那现在圣灵借着保罗向我们说，要保守这一个好东西，靠着圣灵来。
Guard that deposit.
要保护这一个宝贝。
This Greek word is interesting.
这句话很有意思。
It simply means, as is translated in most of the versions, guard.
保守它
but it has also the idea keep
护卫它
or watch over
小心看着它
or even tend
注意不要丢了
in other words this deposit this good thing has to be tended. Sorry. Has to be tended.
总而言之，这个好东西你要注意，不要丢了。
It has to be watched over.
要小心的保管。
You don't just bury it somewhere and leave it.
你不是随随便便放在一边埋在那里。
You have to keep it.
你要守着它。
You have to guard it.
你要看着它。
And how are we to keep it?
那我们怎么看守呢？
How are we to tend it?
我们怎么样保守它呢？
How are we to watch over it?
我们怎么样一直注意它呢？
How are we to guard it?
怎么样一直站着卫兵呢？
By the Holy Spirit alone.
乃是靠着圣灵，单单依靠圣灵。
Grieve the Holy Spirit, and there is no guarding.
如果我们让圣灵担忧，那我们就失去了。
Quench the Holy Spirit.
我们叫圣灵为我们着急。
And the matter is finished.
那这个也就失去了。
By the Holy Spirit alone.
必须靠着圣灵。
Can we guard this?
我们才可能保守。
This means that every child of God.
这个告诉我们每一个神的儿女
Every worker in the vineyard
每一个在葡萄园的工人
needs to experience the Holy Spirit
需要对圣灵有直接的经历
The church of God can never be static
神的教会不是一个静态的东西
Look at the history of the church
注意看教会的历史
It is a whole matter of ebb and flow and ebb
是一个一直不断正在随时变化向前的
the Lord is building his church
因为神是正在建造他的教会
by the Holy Spirit there is a flow
靠着圣灵这里有个流
and then before long
不久之后
give normally a century
大概是一个世纪
by the third generation
到了第三代第四代
It has died
就死掉了
Crystallized
变成一个结晶
Traditionalized
变成一个传统
Institutionalized
变成一个组织
The life has been organized out of it
整个的属灵生命被组织化消失掉了
It has become lifeless
就变成一个没有生命的
A routine
是一个日常的习惯
A liturgy
是一个传统
Then the Lord gives the word.
然后神又开始说话。
And there is a new movement forward.
然后就有一个新的突破。
But the same thing happens again and again and again.
所以这样的一个周期一直不断的一而再再而三的发生。
First, the Holy Spirit recovers truth.
圣灵先来恢复他的真理
Then the truth becomes lifeless.
但是这个真理有一天又逐渐逐渐变成了没有生命的一个话
What was once a living experience
起先是一个活的经历
becomes just an inanimate static matter.
但是又变成慢慢又变成了一个死的一个外表的东西
The testimony of Jesus
耶稣基督的见证
is all to do with the building of the church
永远是跟教会的建造有关系
It is all to do with the whole counsel of God
永远跟神的整个的旨意有关系
It is all to do with reaching God's end
要达到神最终的目的
Not just stuck at the beginning
他永远不是停留在开端
Or at some development
或者在中途
Along the way Yes It is to do with the end
神整个的工作跟他的最终的目标有关系
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
We are standing at a crossroads in world history.
我们现在正站在世界历史的一个十字路口。
We are standing at the point where the Antichrist will finally appear.
这一个路口正是圣经中预言的敌基督要出现的时刻。
We need to guard this treasure entrusted to us.
因着这个背景，我们必须看守这一个放在我们里面的宝贝。
We must not guard it with our clammy hands.
当然这一个保守不是靠着我们自己的这一个有限的能力。
That kills the truth.
我们的手一抓就把真理杀死。
However tremendous the truth is,
不管我们的真理有多么的伟大，
Once we reduce it to something we must hold,
如果把这个伟大的真理变成我要靠我们两只手来抓的话，
Then somehow the life goes out.
当我们这样一做，生命就失去了。
We make the same mistake that every move of the Holy Spirit has ended in.
因为你这样做的时候，我们所犯的错误就跟在历史上人屡次不断犯的错误是一样的。
We need to guard it by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要靠着圣灵的来守住它。
The Holy Spirit is life.
因为圣灵就是生命。
The Holy Spirit is power.
圣灵就是能力。
The Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth.
圣灵引导我们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit applies the truth.
圣灵让我们能够运用真理。
The Holy Spirit is all the time realigning us with the Lord Jesus.
圣灵经常把我们校正与基督在一条线上。
This is the first thing I want to say this morning.
这是我今天要讲的第一个重点。
By the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵。
It is amazing to me that you and I have become the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵居然能够住在我们的中间，这件事情是何等的稀奇。
It is stunning.
让我们诧异。
So incredible. Can you imagine it? He dwells.
这位圣灵居然会住在我们中间。
How are we to guard this treasure, this good deposit?
我们应当如何来
entrusted to us?
持守这一个放在我们里面的宝贝呢？
I can answer that immediately.
我直接的回答。
By being filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是我们需要被圣灵充满。
It is as simple as that.
非常的直接了当。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们被圣灵充满，
We shall be enabled to guard that good thing entrusted to us.
圣灵就能够给我们能力来持守在我们里面的这一个宝贝。
You cannot guard that treasure entrusted to us unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们根本不可能靠着自己来持守在我们里面这个宝贝，除非我们被圣灵充满。
Let me ask a few questions to bring this home.
让我来问你们几个问题。
Should every believer, let me say it again, should every believer be filled with the Holy Spirit?
是不是每一个基督徒都应该被圣灵充满呢？
That I have to ask the question, is the evidence of the poverty amongst God's children?
那么倒过来说，在神的儿女今天的属灵的光景是 是不是就是一个很贫穷的光景呢？
Should every believer be filled with the Holy Spirit?
圣经是不是要求每一个基督徒都应该被圣灵充满呢？
The answer is simple.
答案很简单。
Yes.
是的。
Every believer.
每一个基督徒。
No matter how uneducated you are.
不管你 多没有教育。
How little you know.
或者 知识很少。
Every believer should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
每一个基督徒都应该被圣灵充满。
What does the Apostle Paul say?
保罗说什么？
In this amazing letter in which he has all, the Holy Spirit has used him to reveal the eternal purpose of God.
每一次保罗讲到神永远的旨意的时候，他一定讲到圣灵。
He says, look therefore carefully how you walk.
以弗所五章十五节他说，你们要谨慎
Not as unwise,
不要像愚昧人
but as wise,
要像聪明人
because the days are evil, redeeming the time,
要爱惜光阴，现今的时代邪恶
Wherefore be ye not foolish,
不要做糊涂人
but understand what the will of the Lord is,
要明白神的旨意是何如何
and most people understand this as to what college should I go to, what university should I go to, whom should I marry, where should I live.
要明白主的旨意如何，一般人的领会是说我要去哪一个大学读书，我要跟谁结婚，我应该做什么事，这个是叫做神的旨意。
Well, those are valid questions.
是，这是很重要的问题。
They're very practical.
是很实际的。
It does come down to that.
我们是要面对这个问题。
But don't you think the apostle was referring back to this whole question that he has already written about in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3, the eternal purpose of God?
但是你如果看他整个的上下文的话，这个神的旨意应该是在第一章跟第三章很清楚的告诉我们了。
Understand what the will of the Lord is.
要明白那个旨意是什么。
And half your questions will be settled.
那你自己那些小的问题都已经解决一大半了。
Where should I live?
我要住在哪里？
Whom should I marry?
我要跟谁结婚？
What career should I take?
我应该选什么职业？
Once you see what the eternal purpose of God is, you have the infrastructure.
但是当你看到这个大的神的旨意的时候，这一切都容易了。
Then the Holy Spirit can begin to apply it to your personal circumstances.
你看到这个大的旨意的时候，神的圣灵就可以把这一些具体的问题实现在你的身上。
Don't be foolish.
不要做愚昧人。
Are you stupid?
你难道那么笨吗？
It's hard to say that to the Chinese.
这句话很难对中国人说。
But are you stupid?
你真的那么笨吗？
God has given in this book a revelation of His eternal purpose.
神在这卷书里面把他永远的旨意启示给我们了。
Are you so blind?
难道你那么瞎眼吗？
That you cannot see it?
难道你就看不见吗？
It is folly. You understand folly?
哦，这是太愚昧了。
It is folly.
这个不可能想象。
To have this book.And not understand what God is driving at.
你手上拿了圣经，你居然不能够懂神的旨意。
Why He created this world?
他为什么创造世界
？Why this amazing universe?
为什么有这个浩瀚的宇宙
？Why when it fell He persevered?
他为什么在地上来受苦
？What was His original plan in man?
他在人类的身上原初的旨意到底是什么？
Why did He create us?
他造你造我干什么？
Why did he persevere?
他在那里一直忍耐地等候我们什么？
And send his own son to redeem and save us.
居然要送他的儿子亲自来到地上来买赎我们，为什么？
Are we so unwise?
我们难道就这么愚昧吗？
So foolish,
我们就这么想不通吗？
That we have a book.
我们有一本圣经
and we have no understanding of the purpose of God.
但是我们却不明白神的旨意。
Then listen to the apostle.
注意听保罗所说。
And be not drunk with wine.
不要被酒充满。
Wherein is excess.
不要喝醉酒。
But be being filled with the Holy Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Always full of the Holy Spirit.
经常的被圣灵充满。
Overflowing.
让圣灵流露出来。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said, everything is in the overflow.
斯布珍有一句话说，属灵的每一件事情都是圣灵的涌流。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing,
基督徒什么时候这圣灵从他里面涌流呢？
Men and women get saved.
当我们有这个涌流的现象的时候，人就因着我们得救。
It's the overflow.
这个人能够得救是圣灵涌流的现象。
They see Jesus.
他们看见基督。
They see the beauty of Jesus.
他们看见基督的美丽。
They see the truth as it is in Jesus.
他们看见基督的真理。
They see something that makes them realize how rotten and squalid and imprisoned is the life they're living.
在看见这些基督徒之后，他们能够看见自己是何等的贫穷、可怜、受捆绑。
Should every believer be filled with the Holy Spirit?
每一个基督徒应当被圣灵充满吗？
Yes.
当然是。
Without exception.
没有任何的例外。
From the youngest to the eldest.
从年幼的到年长的。
Elders and workers.
长老、执事。
Everyone.
每一个人。
Should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
The book says so.
圣经清楚告诉我。
It's not what I'm saying.
不是我说什么。
It is the book.
是圣经说的。
It is the word of God.
是神的话说的。
If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we are living an abnormal, defeated, miserable Christian life.
如果我们不是过一个被圣灵充满的生活，我们就是过一个失败、可怜的生活。
And if the church is not filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果教会没有被圣灵充满，
It is already beginning to die.
那这个教会就面向死亡的路。
Here's my second question.
第二个问题。
Can you see when a believer is filled with the Holy Spirit?
那一个被圣灵充满的基督徒，你能在他的身上看见吗？
Apparently some people believe you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and nobody can tell it.
显然有一些基督徒认为你被圣灵充满，没有人看得出来。
How can you be filled with the Holy Spirit and others not see it?
你怎么可能你被圣灵充满，而别人在你身上居然看不出来呢？
Why did they in the early church, as it is recorded, for instance, in Acts chapter 6?
比如说我们看使徒行传第六章。
Why did the apostles say, search out men full of the Spirit?
那里使徒们说，你们去找在你们中间被圣灵充满的人。
It didn't say full of Bible knowledge.
这里并没有说你们去找充满圣经知识的人。
It didn't say.People with titles before their name and degrees after their name.
去找那些在名字前面有一个头衔，后面又有博士的人。
Successful businessmen.
或者找一个成功的生意人。
Don't get me wrong. There's nothing bad about being a successful businessman. Much better than being an unsuccessful businessman.
我并没有意思说要。贬低这个生意上成功的人，这个总比生意失败的人好。
But the only stipulation made in the Word of God.
那么，可是在这里，圣经提到的那个最重要的标准。
For serving in the church.
在教会中你要找。
In the work of the Lord.
这是圣经所。
Is to be full of the Holy Spirit.
就是那一些被圣灵充满的人。
In other words, it is implied.
这是必要条件。
That you can tell someone who's not filled with the Holy Spirit and someone who is.
凭这第六章所说的话，就是你在教会里面很清楚可以找到两类的人，有的是被圣灵充满，有的是没有被圣灵充满。
I wish I could put it more clearly.
我但愿能够讲得更清楚。
You look through the book of Acts and you will find that everyone who was anything in the fulfillment of the purpose of God was full of the Holy Spirit.
如果你把使徒行传从头念到尾，你就会发现一件事情，那些被圣灵充满的人是能够把神的旨意带出来的人。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It means this. They were filled with the Lord Jesus.
就是这些人被耶稣基督整个占满了。
You could see the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
在他的身上你能够看见耶稣的美丽。
You could see the life of the Lord Jesus.
你能够看见他的生命。
You could see something of the truth as it is in Jesus.
你可以看到耶稣基督的真理在他的身上表现出来。
You could see it in saved human beings.
你能够看到一个成圣的基督徒。
I can only tell you from my own experience.
我能够给你做一点个人的见证。
All through my life,
在我这一辈子
I have met people filled with the Lord Jesus.
我遇到过好多位被圣灵充满的基督徒。
So beautiful.
他们实在美。
Even when they got old.
他们到老了还是显出那个美丽。
Still something so beautiful.
在他们身上有个美之
显。In at least two or three.I actually saw the glory of the Lord.
从他们的脸上我能够看到神的荣耀。
Before they died.
在他们临死之前。
To this day I remember Maria Monsen of Norway.
我记得一位挪威的姐妹叫做玛利亚·蒙森。
Who had served the Lord so faithfully in northeast China.
她在中国的东北工作很多年。
When I went to see her.
有一次我去找他
She was very near the end.
他已经到他人生的末了
She had prayed that I would come to Norway.
他曾经一直祷告希望我有一天能够来挪威
And I had gone to Norway.
所以我终于到了挪威
And when I saw her, she was so weak she couldn't even lift the cup to her mouth.
他那个时候身体那么软弱连杯子都举不起来
But there wasAround her, a light.
但是在她的身边你我可以看到一个
光芒。That is the only way I can describe it.
这是我唯一能够用语句来形容的。
A light.
光。
I've never forgotten it.
我永远忘不了。
And I could tell you at least two others.
我还能够举另外两个例子。
That is what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样的人就是被圣灵充满的人。
Not necessarily earlier on, but certainly when you come to die.
不是指的人生的初期，乃是指的你人生的末期。
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
被圣灵充满是什么意思？
You may not.Feel that you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
你个人并不一定有这个感觉。
You may be conscious of yourself.
你可能感觉你自己。
Of your weakness.
你感觉到你的软弱。
Of your brokenness.
你的破碎。
Of all the things that you feel are wrong.
你可能感觉到你做了许多不对的事情。
But others see Jesus.
但是别人能够在你身上看见基督。
That's what it is to be filled with the Spirit.
那个时候就是叫做被圣灵充满。
Here's another question.
另外一个问题。
On what basis does God fill us with the Holy Spirit?
那么神在什么基础上来充满，让我们能够被圣灵充满呢？
Upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
答案乃是根据耶稣基督完成的救赎
upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus alone
而是单单的靠着耶稣基督所完成的工作就这一点
I know people who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and they fast
有的人说哦，要圣灵充满要禁食
and they pray
有的人说要祷告
and they don't get filled
没有得到
and they come and they say why
然后他就来问我为什么没有得到。
I'll tell you why.
我可以跟你讲。
You are making your praying and your fasting a good work.
你想用你的好行为，进食也好，祷告也好，来换这个。
You're saying, well, now, Lord, you see, I'm going without food, which for the Chinese is unbelievable. I'm going to go without food. I'm going to fast.
你对主说，哎呀，我进食来求你充满。
Now you should fill me with your Holy Spirit.
那你就要应该充满我。
And you block the Lord from doing it.
但是你正好做这件事情，拦阻了神要充满你。
Because you are adding something else.
因为你要用别的东西来加上去。
It is not your devotion.
这不是靠着你的热忱。
That's good.
是好。
It's not your devotion.
但是不是靠这个。
It's not your knowledge of the Bible.
这不是圣经教导的。
It's not your fasting.
不是你的读圣经。
It's not your praying.
不是你的进食，也不是
你的祷告。It is the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
乃是根据耶稣基督所完成的救赎。
And that alone.
就是这样而已。
Upon that basis.
在这个基础上。
The Lord Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit.
神耶稣基督把圣灵拆发下来。
Calvary and Pentecost are in essentially linked.
加略山的经历跟五旬节的经历是不可分割的。
There is no Pentecost without Calvary.
没有加略山就不可能有五旬节。
And let me go a step further.
再进一步说。
There is no continuous experience of Pentecost without Calvary.
也不可能有继续不断五旬节的经历，而你离开了十字架加略山的工作。
No matter who you are,
不管你是谁
or what you are,
或者你是什么了不起的
人物 the basis upon which the Lord fills you and me with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督把圣灵能够继续不断地充满你
is the finished work of the Lord Jesus at Calvary.
乃是根据在加略山上耶稣基督所完成的这个工作。
That's why sometimes some people who are pretty all over the place get filled with the Holy Spirit. And some who seem to be so good and so righteous don't get filled with the Holy Spirit.
就这一个点，你就可以看到，有的基督徒虽然忙忙碌碌，可是从来没有被圣灵充满；但是有一些基督徒能够安息在主的里头，却被圣灵充满。
I remember a friend of mine.
The other way around. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Why is it that sometimes some people who are really pretty well all over the place?Get filled with the Spirit.
有一些人他在许多的工作上被圣灵充满。
And some people who are very devoted and very righteous don't.
但是有一些很敬虔的人，很奉献、很摆上的人，却没有被圣灵充满。
Well, the reason is very simple.
道理很简单。
The person who's all over the place knows he's all over the place.
如果这个人是面面俱到的话。
And when he comes, he can't say, Lord, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm very devoted to you, or you should fill me with your Holy Spirit.
他不需要跟主说，我又读经，又祷告，又进食，所以你应该充满我。
When you're very good and very devoted, you see, you become, without realizing it, self-righteous. You say, well, Lord, I do this, and I do that, and I do the other. I think you ought to fill me with your Holy Spirit.
如果我们以这一些我们所做的敬虔的事作为我们个人自义的本钱的话，那你根本不可能在圣灵得着什么。
And the Lord says, not on your life.
主就会对你说，不是靠你自己的。
I will not fill you with my Holy Spirit.
你这样的自义不可能得着圣灵的充满。
It is on the basis of the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
这个充满完全是根据耶稣基督在加略山所做的十字架的工作。
That God provides the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
神根据这个把那一个圣灵充满的恩赐给我们。
It is on the basis of the finished work of the Lord Jesus that the anointing is given to us.
在这个根据上，神把恩膏赐给我们。
Fourthly, my fourth question.
第四个问题,
How does this happen?
这件事怎么发生的呢?
When the Holy Spirit touches the eyes of your heart.
就是当圣灵摸到你心中的眼睛, 开你的眼睛的时候,
That's how it happens.
那就发生了。
Suddenly,
忽然间,
you feel everything is impossible.
你觉得什么都不可能,
you don't know where to turn.
你也不知道你到哪里去得出路,
and perhaps through the Word of God,
但是神的话来了,
or in some way the Holy Spirit touches your heart,
圣灵就在那时候摸到你的心,
and you see.
你就看见了。
I've never forgotten how it happened with me.
我自己的那一次的经历永远忘不了。
Everything was so impossible in my life, so miserable.
我记得那有一段日子，我的生活是非常的痛苦。
I tried to be such a good Christian.
我要做一个好基督徒。
Dressed myself up, all of a sudden.
穿的也要造一个标准，都造着一个外表的这个面具挂起来。
And I got on my knees.
我也跪下来祷告。
In a dreadful old parish church.
在一个非常古老的教堂里头,
no one was there. That's why I went to it. It was next to the School of Oriental and African Studies in the University of London. And so I got on my knees. And I said, Lord, I'm supposed to be a Christian.
主啊, 我应该是一个基督徒啊,
and I don't have this Christian life.
但是我觉得我的生命非常枯干。
And suddenly, I saw something.
在那一刻, 我好像主开我的眼睛, 看见一些事情。
And I felt the Lord say in my heart, I have given you my Holy Spirit.
好像主对我说, 我已经把我一切都给你了。
But you have ignored him.
但是你却忽略了他。
Then that voice said, Give me the keys.
然后那个声音就说，你把你的钥匙交给我。
And I said, Lord, I didn't even know about the Holy Spirit.
我说主啊，我根本就不知道有圣灵这一回事。
Here are the keys.
我把我的钥匙交给你。
And in that moment, the Lord filled me.
所以在那一刻，主就充满。
There's more to it than that.
当然还有别的。
Because I had been witnessing to people in the School of Oriental and African Studies, and they were all terrified of me.
我在那一段时间里面，我对那一些在学校的同学， 我跟他做见证传福音，他们怕死我了。
I always got a place in the students' common room because nobody wanted to sit near me because they knew I would start. Are you a Christian? Have you seen the light?
在学生中心，我老是去对那些朋友传福音，他们。
Do you know you're going to hell?
你知不知道你们要下地狱啊？
I mean,
不信耶稣。
It was a dreadful way to evangelize.
那样的传福音的热心把人家都吓坏了。
When I saw that I'd been crucified with Christ and the Holy Spirit was there as the vice regent of the Lord Jesus to do the work in me and to live the life in me.
我在那里祷告的时候，主让我看见主在十字架上的死已经结束了我，他是他在那里做一切的工作。
It was amazing. I didn't feel very different.
我起来以后，我并不觉得我有任何的不同。
But within a few days,
但是过了几天,
a great big fellow, he was the captain of the rugby team, came across in the common room.
那么我就在一个走廊上碰到一个足球的这个队长，他就走过来。
And he said to me, Do you mind me asking you a personal question?
这个足球队长就忽然间对我说，哎，我能不能问你一个私人的问题？
No, I said I don't mind.
我说可以啊，没有问题啊。
And he said there's something different about you.
他说我察觉你有点不太同，不一样了。
He said we've been talking.
我们大家都在谈你啊。
And he said there's you're different to us.
你对我们现在不太不一样了。
Now a few weeks earlier I would have said to him, Oh yes, I'm going to heaven, you're going to hell.
如果这个人是两个礼拜前跟我讲这句话的时候，我马上的回应就说：“对的，你应该下地狱，我是上天堂的。”
I'm a child of God and you are not.
我是上帝的儿女，你不是啊。
But it, I was so amazed that I simply said to him, "Well, you're a human being and I'm a human being." But I said, "Maybe you have not met the Lord." And by the grace of God, I have.
我就对这个队长说，你也是一个人，我也是一个人。你如果觉得有所不同，就是我可能遇见了主，你还没有遇见主。And
then he said, "Well, how can I become a Christian?"
那他就问我，我要怎么样成为基督徒？And
I explained it to him.
我就解释给他。Ask
the Lord Jesus.
我说你可以向耶稣祷告，求他做你的主。Confess
that you're a sinner.
你承认你是一个罪人。
And then with tears, he said, "Where?"
他说在哪里啊？
Do I do it in a chapel, a church?
我是不是要跟你一起到教堂里面去？
And I said without thinking, "No, anywhere."
我说哪里都可以啊。
And with that, he bowed his head.
然后他就头就低下来。
In the crowded common room of students.
就在学生中心。
And said, "Lord, you know how great a sinner I am."
他就神承认他是个罪人。
I need you.
我需要你。
Be my Lord and Savior.
求你作为我个人的救主。
For me,
对我来那天,
it was, I didn't feel any, but it was the evidence that the Holy Spirit had taken the keys.
他那个祷告就给我一个证据，圣灵接受我那天交给圣灵的我一生的钥匙。
Well, I think we have to finish.
我想我应该要结束了。
How does this happen?
圣灵充满怎么发生的?
When God touches the eyes of your heart.
就是当神打开你心中的眼睛那一刻。
And by living faith.
这一个活的信心,
you receive.
你就接受它。
You know, the Holy Spirit is poured out.
圣灵倾倒在你里头。
You only have to stand. Under the pouring out,
你只需要站在这一个倾倒的圣灵底下。
And it's a continuous thing.
这件事情是一直发生的。
There are many other things we could talk about.
我们可以谈很多很多的事。
Being led by the Spirit.
依靠圣灵而活。
Hearing what the Spirit says.
你听见圣灵向你所说的话。
Overcoming. By the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵得胜。
So many things.
好多的这种
There is no way that you and I can guard that treasure entrusted to us except by the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
我们没有任何 的办法能够守住这个放在我们里面的善道，除非靠着圣灵的能力。Well,
we read that wonderful word in John 7.
我们读到约翰福音第七章。Yeah.
And you know, it is interesting. That was the water festival.
那个七章的记载是一个这个波水节。
We call it in Hebrew Hoshana Rabbah. It comes at the end of Sukkot, the last day.
是在这个节日是在这个祝棚节的七日的最后一天。
And on that day, the day of the water festival, Jesus stood up. And said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink."
在那一个幕后的日子, 耶稣高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
You might think that is the Christian life.
你想那个是基督徒的生活。
But that's only the beginning.
那个是基督徒的开始。
He went on to say, He that believeth on me, from within him shall flow out rivers of living water.
信我的就要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
Again, it's the same thing I spoke about, I think, in the fellowship, in Aurora, when I said, it's really he that believeth into me.
这个介系词，信我的是就是信入我的里面。
So in the Lord Jesus.
在基督里头。
On the basis of his finished work.
在他实加略山十字架的完成的功劳上。
Out of your inner man,
要从你的腹中
your spirit,
从你的灵里面
come out rivers of living water,
要流出活水的江河。
Be filled with the spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
When you are filled with the spirit,
当你被圣灵充满
you worship.
你就会敬拜。
When you're filled with the Spirit, you speak to one another.
当你被圣灵充满，你就会与圣徒交通。
When you're filled with the Spirit, you become a person full of thanksgiving.
你如果是被圣灵充满，你就是一个会感恩的人。
When you're filled with the Spirit, you subject yourselves one.
你如果是一个被圣灵充满的人，你是能够彼此顺服的人。
That's the church.
那就是教会。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, there is not one of us here this morning that does not need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的主啊，我们今天在座的没有任何一个人可以不被圣灵充满。
We praise you and we thank you that you have died for us, that we might be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢赞美你，因着你自己在十字架上为我们死，这样给我们能够被圣灵充满的特权。
We pray, Lord, this morning.
早晨我们向你祷告。
Make the word we've heard real.In our lives.
让今天早晨我们所听的道成为我们每一个人的经历。
Touch us by the Holy Spirit.
求你摸到我们每一个人的心。
Where we are holding on to the keys of our life.
我们的生命中紧紧抓住一些钥匙不放。
Bring us to the point where we are prepared to surrender them.
主啊，带我们到一个地步，我们非向你投降。
We want you, dear Lord Jesus, to live your life in us.
我们真是求你在我们的生命中来。为替我们而活
to the full
活到丰满
we want you Lord that rivers of living water flow out of us
我们只是求你让我们的腹中能够流出活水的江河来
we want your church to be filled with life
我们求你的教会能够充满生命
filled with the beauty and the glory and power of the Lord Jesus
教会能够充满基督的美丽与能力。
Lord, hear our cry.
主啊，听我们的呼求。
And meet us.
求你遇见我们每一个人。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.